first Wednesday big prep day. How did it go for you guys?
Well, we got to jump on them on Monday a little bit, so I think it was a much smoother Wednesday to start your week because we had an opportunity to spend a significant amount of time on Monday introducing them to some of the New Orleans Saints schemes. So I thought it was good. You know, it was warm now. It's maybe the hottest day we've had since we've been in camp.
And
First injury report. We had everybody participating in practice. There were two players that were listed on it, and they were full participants. So we had everybody here in practice. I don't recall. I just looked at it, and I don't even know which two they were. But we're healthy.
Okay. Coach, you said the other day that you're going to reevaluate Corey Peters after that practice today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where do you feel he stands?
I think Corey, just from my eye, live eye, I thought that he did some good things. I want to get in there and really watch the tape this afternoon and really get an opportunity to speak with Corey. Corey took a number of snaps today. It was his first really true practice. So it'll be interesting to see how he feels. But to the live eye, he looked good.
We just talked with Coach Payton. He says it seems like every time they meet up with you guys, it's one possession, one last play, something like that. I mean, what do you always notice from these two games a year?
They're always hard fought, and they come down to a handful of plays. 25% of the games in the NFL come down to 3 points or less. It seems like when the Falcons and the Saints play, it's a lot higher percentage, and it comes down to a handful of plays. They're a very good football team. They're well coached. They got an outstanding quarterback. They create some matchup issues for everybody that they play in the league, and we look forward to competing against them. It's going to be a fun day on kickoff Sunday at 1:00. I know that.
How much impact can a safety add to the back end of a defense? I remember Bob Sanders, when he came back, that helped the Colts over the top. But getting a guy like Bird for them, what could that do to that unit?
Well, you know, last year they were down in terms of turnovers. I'm sure that kind of was the reason that they were looking at a ball hawk. Their numbers were down. They were, I think, 29th in the league in turnovers. Jarius Bird is a guy that plays the ball extremely well in the air. You got to know where he is. We had an opportunity to play against him last year when we played up in Toronto when he was with the Buffalo Bills. He's an outstanding player. And I'm sure that Coach Ryan will figure out different ways to play to his strengths.